This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
British Columbians are becoming increasingly passionate about buying local, in-season food and locally produced goods. The BC Association of Farmers Markets say that the number of farmers markets across the province has increased by 62% over the past few years. It seems the markets have what increasing numbers of people want.
I went down to Nanaimo's Bowen Road Farmers Market yesterday and spoke to some of the folks there. The market runs every Wednesday between 4 and 6:30 p.m. from May to October, and you can find it on the Viex grounds just behind the Bevan Park Recreation Center in Nanaimo. Here's what I heard.
My name is Elan Goldenblatt. I am the market manager of the Bowen Road Farmers Market for the past 3.5 years.
How long has this market been here?
This is the 7th year.
What have you seen over the last 3.5 years? What kind of changes have occurred here?
There's definitely been growth. We have more vendors and we have more farmers, and the quality of the products that we have here has raised as well. The bar has risen. More people have come in. With more people, standards have risen.
The market opens at 4 p.m. I was standing here at 4 p.m. and there was a big crowd waiting to get in. Is that the case every week?
That is the case every week. We're a little bit different from other markets in that we don't really let people walk around in the market before the market opens, because we view the last sort of half hour between 3:30 and 4 o'clock as a time for vendors to talk amongst each other, for vendors to shop amongst each other, because, of course, once the bell rings at 4 o'clock and the market is open, the vendors are tied to their stall helping customers, and so if they don't get the opportunity to shop before, then they won't get the opportunity to shop until the end of the market, when sometimes things do run out. So we don't let people enter the market really before 4. At 4 o'clock, I make a brief 60-second talk welcoming people, and then I ring the bell, remove the gate, and everybody floods into the market.
And you gave a little overview of what the kind of the current fruits and vegetables are, what some of the products are, and today you mentioned also vodka.
Yeah, well, generally, this is a market of regulars. Most of the people who come here every week. Of course, we get new people every week who've heard about it and are coming for the first time. But so overall, customers get to know the vendors. So I like to highlight new vendors who are either here for the first time or the second time, because often, because it's such a market of regulars where people come and they get to know their vendors, vendors that come here for the first time, sometimes they don't have a very good week in their first week because sort of customers are going to their usual vendors. Mm-hmm. So I like highlighting new and only first or second time vendors to the customers. So yeah, we have vodka. This is part of the new regulations around liquor sales in BC, that now we can for the first time sell liquor and beer and wine at farmers markets. Mm-hmm. And this is our first vendor selling liquor at the market.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Everybody in this for one thing, we are almost 100% food in this market, and we're unique in that way too. We don't have really knickknacks and crafters and stuff like that. We occasionally let in a crafter or two to try it out. But to be honest, this isn't a great market for crafters. This is a food market where people come with shopping lists and fill their pantries and their fridges with food for the week. You have to make it, bake it, or grow it. So there's no reselling of anything here. Whatever gets sold here gets produced by the vendors. We also don't have anybody selling who isn't involved in some level of the production, so we can't have farmers who just hire somebody to just stand here and sell, because we want to encourage people, the education side of it. We want people to be customers dealing and buying and shopping and talking to the people who grow, bake, make their food. That's a very important thing for us, and everything here is within 100 miles, so our borders pretty much are just kind of Courtney in the north, Duncan in the south, Gabriel Island in the east, and Port Alberni in the west. Unless it's something super unique that's really valuable that's coming from outside, then. But even then, it'll still have to come from the island. So occasionally, there's local salt makers in Souk who harvest salt from our seas, and so they come once or twice a year to the market and stuff like that. If there's somebody doing something super unique and special that we don't have otherwise, then I'll break the 100-mile rule. But overall, this is local, fresh, real food that supports the local economy, as opposed to a lot of the other dollars that people spend without thinking very much in bigger stores. Most of those dollars get funneled out of the economy, and they don't serve to create good jobs there or to stimulate our economy.
Thanks a lot, Ilan. I'm going to take a look around.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, so what's your name?
Serena Plant.
And Serena, I'm standing here in a really long lineup with you, but I'm not even sure what we're lined up for.
Tomatoes. This is the only stall that has tomatoes.
Is this the tomato time of year, or is this the always go-to place for tomatoes?
I have no idea. I'm here because I'm part of the nutrition coupon program. So we only come when we get the coupons.
I see. And how often do those coupons come to you?
Every week we get $15 worth on Wednesdays.
So how long have you been coming then to this particular market?
5 weeks.
What are your thoughts?
I love tomatoes. Free produce to feed a family with 3 growing kids is very nice.
Okay, have a good time.
Thanks.
My name is Richard Cannell.
And Richard, you're standing here behind a table. It says wild harvested reishi mushrooms, are they?
Yes. Yes, they're a medicinal tonic mushroom, really. And they are used for strengthening the immune system, boosting energy, and fighting disease.
So have you gathered the mushrooms in order to bring them down here for sale, or are you representing a group of people?
I represent myself, and yeah, I do. I go into the forest and I collect the mushrooms at a certain point of the year once they're the most ready and medicinal.
And how long have you been at this particular farmer's market?
Just this season.
What has the response been? Are people interested in the product? Do you feel good about your participation?
Definitely. People who know about the reishi, they're all over the product, but most people don't even know that this mushroom exists, so I need to speak with them for a little while and educate them. But really, it's a very traditional mushroom. People have been using it for 4,000 years, and people are just starting to learn about it now.
Blueberries, peaches.
Yeah, blueberries. Peaches aren't in season yet, the blueberries have got plums. The blueberry tent are also offering plums, and they're just 3 booths that way.
Thank you very much.
Ashta, it's good to see you again.
Oh, hi, Kevin. It's good to be back on the program.
Well, anyway, here we are at the Bowen Road Farmers Market, and you're at the information booth. You're volunteering here?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm a volunteer here, and there's a couple of volunteers who give their time every Wednesday to help out people around here and point them in the right direction, help them to plan meals, and got some grocery bags and even some fun stuff like some recipe books and face painting and all kinds of stuff.
Do you do the face painting?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes, if I can, then I will. But I just like to let the kids go at it themselves.
So what's the trend? What's the hot trend for food at this market today, for example,
today,
or right now in July?
Oh, you know, blueberries are really in season right now. The tomatoes are starting to ripen, so there are a few booths who've got tomatoes. A sure sellout every time has been the sugar snap peas. You could just eat the whole thing, and they're just delicious. Those always sell out, and that's kind of what's come in season. And now that it's mid July, so lots of fruit trees are beginning to ripen. So we've got plums for the first time this season, and we've got a bunch of new berries, and it's delicious stuff.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Jason. Just Jason Morley.
Is this your first time at this farmer's market?
No, I've been doing it on and off for the past few years, amongst in and around other things.
You like playing at farmer's markets? And if you do, why would you like it?
It's a great vibe. It's really nice, you know, to be around a lot of good people, organic produce. It's good stuff, yeah.
Thanks so much.
British Columbia produces more than 200 agricultural commodities and 100 seafood species, making it the most diverse agri-foods industry in Canada. BC farmers markets contributed over $170 million in economic benefits to the province in 2012, up 147% from 2006. You won't find many, if any, imported goods at farmers' markets, and the majority of the food travels from less than 300 kilometres away. You're also able to purchase and sample locally produced beer, wine, cider and spirits at BC farmers' markets.
I spoke earlier this week with Elizabeth Quinn. She's the executive director of the BC Association of Farmers Markets. The organization is committed to developing and strengthening the capacity of farmers markets in all the regions of the province. The BC AFM also runs the Farmers Market Nutrition Coupon Program, which helps those with lower incomes enjoy fresh local food. Here's my interview with Elizabeth Quinn. Elizabeth, there's been an increase in the number of markets in BC. Can you give us a sense of some of the stats and what are the numbers for this sector?
Well, there has been about 147% increase in the number of farmers markets in British Columbia. We did an economic impact study in 2006, and then we did another study in 2012, and that's when we realized we got the stats, as you call them, and it was a phenomenal growth. And it's not only it's the number of farmers markets, as well as some farmers markets are actually offering two and three markets per week. So we estimate there probably is about 160, 170 markets operating every week during the summer in BC. And also, it's just the amount of that people are spending at farmers markets has also increased. So that's why we're just noticing this like incredible surge in popularity of markets.
There was a time when farmers markets seemed to be kind of a fringe part of the food economy, you might say. What has caused this popularity?
Well, when we've asked people why they shop at farmers markets, and the idea of having fresh food has become really popular. People just appreciate freshness, and the whole idea of local has caught on, possibly because of the 100-mile diet movement. And also, animal welfare has increased, the interest in animal welfare, and people see that when they go to farmers markets, they're, you know, the people selling the meat and the fish and the eggs, the animals have been treated more carefully in some cases. So those are the three top reasons: fresh, local, and animal welfare. And also, people like being outside, I think, and appreciate being able to shop in the summer and be outside.
Now, the Association of Farmers Markets in BC has a campaign underway. It's called It Feels Better at the Farmers Market. Tell us about that campaign.
The BC government has offered funding, and we offered matching funding for a Buy Local campaign, and Van City contributed some funding to our program. And this is the first time we've been able to have a province-wide campaign, and we wanted to reach out to women 25 to 45 who have children, and they're a growing demographic in the farmers market movement. So we really wanted to have something light and fun for them, and there's such a surge in interest in social media and people using their smartphones, so we thought we'd bring the two ideas together and the two And so we have this social media campaign where we had people take pictures of themselves, selfies, at the farmers market. And then they upload to a contest page, our Facebook page, and then people have been voting. So that is when it's getting really quite fun, actually, because now there's people from Chile. There's a photo from Chilliwack, and there's one in Comox, and then there's also Mission, and then, you know, there are photos from all over BC. And our Facebook page now has quadrupled in the number of people interacting with on Facebook with us. So we just really want to reach out to more people. And with social media, and what we're wanting to have happen is to people share their photo that they took at the farmer's market and have people vote and have their Facebook friends vote for them.
So what are some of the other things that happen at farmer's markets? It seems that the farmer's market is becoming a gathering place for a whole range of activities.
Well, in my community, in Ladner, for example, and many, many communities across BC, the market organizers have music happening. So we've had Juno Award-winning musicians at farmer's markets. We also have, there's also children's areas in some cases. We for this campaign, we created a scavenger hunt with all local food on the scavenger hunt, and there's one for June, July, August, and September. And the Bowen Road Market might have that scavenger hunt available for kids. There's also sitting areas for people. So if you want to come with your family and sit and have some food from a food truck. So food trucks have become popular. So it's the fruits and vegetables that everybody's familiar with, the BC product, the island-grown product. And then there's all the food artisans and the potters and the artists. So it's really, it feels so good. And I don't know anyone who hasn't said when they've gone to a market how great it is to connect with people they haven't seen for a long time. So it's really a community gathering place. And now with the sale of liquor and wine and craft beer and spirits at some markets, it's really taking on more of a European feel. And I think that there's going to be an even bigger markets are going to become even more popular.
Elizabeth Quinn, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin.
Elizabeth Quinn is Executive Director of the British Columbia Association of Farmers Markets. You can find them online at bcfarmersmarkets.org. And you can find Nanaimo's Bowen Road Farmers Market online at bowenfarmersmarket.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.